Come on, puppies. Most every farm has got what's called the bone hill or the bone ditch or whatever. It's where you take the dead animals or the carcasses that you've stripped the meat from. The bone hill collects a lot of interesting characters too. Everything from all your scavenger birds, magpies, and hawks. Our neighbors have on their bone hill, they have eagles that come in. To your little varmints and coyotes too. There's been as many as 4 to 6 coyote out here in the evenings. And one or two is not bad, but you get as many as 4 or 6, and it takes quite a bit of food to feed them. And of course the sheep are always a potential breakfast, lunch, or dinner for them. 2 nights ago I heard a lone coyote out here, but nobody happened to put their foot in my trap. Little ridge you're going up the bone hills up on the other end. There's a lot of chokecherry bushes up in here. We oftentimes get bear down from the mountain that come chokecherry picking. We have lost sheep to black bear. One summer we lost 3. Okay, doggies, get behind. No. See where that dead chicken is right there? There's 2 traps tied right down on either side of that.
No luck so far, though.
No, we've had other bait down here and the bait's disappeared, but the traps have remained untouched. Coyotes are not stupid. This is our dead cow here. She died about 3 years ago. We have a fair amount of lamb losses at birth, but most of the bones and stuff up here are what we've brought up from carcasses we've butchered and stuff we've eaten ourselves. But here, I'll show you up here where the coyotes come through the fence. It's kind of... See, that's coyote here right there. That's one real, as you can see, well-used path. We see them 2 or 3 times a week, and we hear them almost every day. They start yipping and calling to one another. We hear them most just about the time we're doing chores, just about dark. Keeper! Bryce, come on.